You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and taking a look first at your news for the hour. The pay of some Worth Township officials will be increasing in the near future. During the last meeting, the board approved increasing the annual salary of Supervisor Walt Badrow to $20,000, and the annual salary for trustees Doug Vardy and Brian Wilson will increase to $5,000 each. However, the annual salary of the treasurer will stay at the current rate of $36,850, and the annual salary of the clerk will stay at the current rate of $32,500. The board also approved increasing the per-meeting pay of the chairman of the Planning Commission to $100 per meeting, and increased the pay of Planning Commission members to $60 per meeting. Also, the pay for the assessor, Al Baumeister, was increased by 50 cents per parcel for the duration of his 2-year contract. And another news for today. During the Tuesday, August 4th election, Metamora Township officials will ask voters to renew a millage for police protection. The proposal will ask for approval to levy the mills with an increase of 0.5 points of a mill for 10 years that had been rolled back by the Headley policy, which resulted in a loss of revenue. The millage would be earmarked, so it can only be used to provide police protection services in the township by the Metamora Police Department. And if it is approved, the millage would generate about $968,118 the first year and continue to cost a property owner of an $80,000 home around $83 per year. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The need for food assistance is increasing due to the high grocery costs, and there are also pantries that need help to meet the need for food assistance. The Port Hope AmVets Food Pantry has announced a change of hours of operation. The pantry will now be open on Friday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. and is still located at 8011 Rubicon Road in Port Hope. The food pantry allows one address per family every other week with a maximum of 2 different families per car. Also, the community food pantry of Pigeon is open for walk-ins from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the second and fourth Wednesday of each month, and the pantry can be open by appointment by calling 989-453-2475. And another news for today. The need for blood donations is more important than ever as more people head out on the highway to enjoy their summers. The St. John's Lutheran Church at 7369 Byrne Road in Pigeon will be hosting a blood drive from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Monday, July the 13th. To schedule an appointment, you can go to the website redcrossblood.org. Also, walk-in appointments are welcome as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, July the 5th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.